This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. The Ace Cosby Joke of the Day is on today's show, plus quilting cigarettes and Aruba Ray. He's coming up right after this.
Every year, millions of Americans prepare their taxes by themselves. Well, worry no more. Bob and Tom Action Figures, a division of Frigamall Industries, presents My Little Tax Buddy. That's right. My Little Tax Buddy was developed with cutting-edge technology utilizing voice recognition software so your little tax buddy can answer your real live tax questions.
All right, I've got my tax forms, W-2s, and receipts, so it looks like I'm ready. I'll just pull this string.
Hello. I'm your little tax buddy. Now, let's get started. Turn to page 1 of your 1040 form.
Okay, name, address, and social security number.
May I suggest that you just enter your wages on line 7 and move on to the next section. Most of this is just bureaucratic horse
shit. What?
Not only is my little tax buddy plain spoken, he'll minimize your tax burden.
I could take either the standard deduction or itemized deductions. What should I do, little tax buddy?
Well, my friend, this is the part where you get to stick it to the man. Let's start with medical expenses. You had some major surgery last year, didn't you?
Well, no.
Oh, sure you did. I believe you had that complicated femur replacement operation. Let's see, what's that go for? 90? 100 grand?
But I didn't...
Huh, that's the spirit. Just fill in the numbers.
Okay, what about my home mortgage interest?
Yes, you've got to itemize that. But not with that number they gave you at the bank. I usually tack on an extra 50 to 60%.
Is that legal?
Legal schmeagle. Welcome to America, son. And, of course, I take it you're a charitable guy, right?
I don't know. Am I?
Heck yeah, you are. I heard that the United Way asked you to stop giving because they couldn't keep track of all of your donations.
I'm not sure.
That's... Shh. Can you hear that?
No. Hear what?
I think I just heard a Brinks truck dropping off your refund.
Wow.
My little tax buddy. He'll assist you with your taxes, among other things.
Hey, is that a picture of your girlfriend?
No, actually, it's my sister.
She's quite the hottie. What a sweet little ass.
Okay, I think it's time to put you away, little tax buddy.
No, wait, not yet. I just need to know if your sister's into chatty intellectual types. I'm sure I could meet her every need.
Lights out, little tax buddy.
Tell her I've got a business degree from Harvard. I work out 6 days a week. I f*** like a monkey.
My little tax buddy. He'll be your best friend before you know it. Heck, he may be your brother-in-law before you know it. My little tax buddy from Bob and Tom Action Figures. Get yours today.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, technically, your taxes are still due today.
Still tax day, you're saying?
You got to pay them.
What?
You just don't have to file till May 15th.
You might want to check on that, because I was just at my tax attorney yesterday, and he didn't say anything about that.
Okay, well, that's what my guy said.
Well, was it a corporation? That might be different.
I don't know. I just wrote the checks.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. I'm having a little trouble sitting today.
Oh, yeah.
Next year, I will be standing.
Sorry.
And so will most of you.
Don't you love hearing people talk about their refund and you go, oh,
yeah,
really?
That's cute.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
yeah.
sweet.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
That's all my
yeah,
money.
That
okay.
is so cute. Now, we have introductions, I think, are in order here.
Here we go.
We begin with Ace Cosby, our engineer. Ace, of course, is at his post. The Omaha Steaks Ace Cosby joke of the day desk.
I say, why wait?
Oh.
I say, let's get on it.
Oh, that's my gosh.
Who's that yes. sexy man with a deep voice?
Uh-oh.
Ace Cosby.
Yeah, Daddy.
With his joke of the day.
Tom was talking about traffic problems. I was behind a truck loaded with Vicks Vapor Rub,
uh-oh.
And it overturned.
Ooh.
Luckily, there was no congestion.
That was
I didn't know what the joke was.
Okay, I honestly chuckled.
There you go.
Just the thought of a truck full of Vicks Vapor Rub and a big tanker.
Is the truck here yet? Do you know where the truck is?
See, I have a
stuffed up nose.
Very stuffed up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. Very good.
That's a stuffed up nose.
You need the whole truck.
I need the whole truck.
That Vicks Vapor Rub. That's nice. You ever had that rubbed all over your chest?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Gross. When I was three.
Same here.
Christy, I bet we could get some volunteers.
I said this on the air one time, and I got validated. A lot of listeners also had this happen to them when they were kids. My mom made me swallow that stuff.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
No. Isn't that poison?
I don't know.
Before you do that, I would really not recommend
goodness
that.
Goodness knows.
I am not a doctor.
Goodness knows how much my brain's not left, but still.
And I think they make a patch now. Like
a vapor patch.
You're trying to quit Vicks Vapor Rub?
It's helpful, yeah.
Can't get off.
I'm on the patch.
Yeah, Willie, it's a bitch to light. Let's see now. Are you in the patch right now?
The nicotine patch?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, we don't have to talk about this on air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yesterday he was chewing gum on the air, turned out it was.
I wasn't chewing gum. I have a nicotine tablet because I'm struggling to quit cigarettes, and there's nothing funny about it.
Apparently not. We're all laughing.
No, you're laughing.
Hey.
Your son.
No, look over there. Josh is laughing.
I am laughing.
Josh.
That's got to be so hard.
It is hard.
Just keep picking on us. Don't pick on him.
Yeah.
He takes it. It's your son, okay?
He just looked at me after the break.
You know what?
Are you chewing gum like he was going to kill
me? You have
me.
Enough for everyone?
Yeah, I didn't notice at all.
You put a little tablet in there. They're great, and it really helps me quit cigarettes. If you
good,
like
good.
The tablets, those are what I like. Yeah,
Ace may remember this. Oh God, we were doing a live day, and we had what's the name of the band? Oh geez, Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother's band.
The Fabulous Thunderbirds?
Yeah, the Fabulous Thunderbirds were here.
Man, I'm sick of you doing that.
What?
Get the story right. I don't want to participate in your storytelling. Here's how a story goes with you. Well, I was over there at the mall.
Yeah, the mall,
and I was shopping at
Von Mar.
I don't want to play.
And he's,
leave me alone. Just tell me a story.
He surrounded himself with lunatics
yes.
that know what he's going to say. That's the worst.
That's the saddest.
Just help. Who are eager to help?
I'm sorry, I wasn't planning on telling a story about it.
I'll listen to any story about the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Oh, yeah. That's so great.
Wrap it up. I'll take it.
Oh, nice.
I'm tough enough to hear about
that. Oh, very good. Very good.
Thank you very
much. And I also love seeing Jimmy Vaughn. Oh,
sure.
What's that guitar saying?
Got that great hairdo.
What's
that kind of
name?
Greasy pompadour that's kind of receding. I saw him.
Oh, really?
We saw him in Dallas, remember? He was playing with Eric Clapton. And
oh, sure,
his,
yeah.
He always wears a suit on stage. Cool guy. In any event, one of the guys from the band, they did a tune on this guy, took his gum out and put it on his amp. And I thought, that's just disgusting. And I said, hey, we can get you some nice fresh pack of gum. I'll send somebody out. And he said, no, this is nicotine gum. And I went, oh. And he goes, it's $65 a pack.
Yikes.
Oh, all is forgiven. But I didn't know much about that. So you're not on the gum, huh, Willie?
I'm not on the gum. I use the lozenges and those help me out a little
bit. Do they help your breath or do they give you Marlboro breath just for old time's sake?
That would be funny if the nicotine product smelled like tobacco. Yeah.
Aren't you doing a stand-up show tonight, Willie?
I am. I'm up in Chicago at the Laugh Factory.
You're going to smoke a cigarette.
Oh,
you're going to crack.
And Josh, you are exactly right.
You're going to crack.
You know, if you kill or bomb, you're going to smoke a cigarette.
What brand? Marlboro Red box?
Yeah, if we're doing that.
Got to be the box.
If we're doing that today.
You know, your dad, yeah, that was his, like, 80 years ago. Red box, right?
Oh, yeah.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Important win back here.
Yes.
Go ahead, Willie.
Well, just, I don't know if this is on-air appropriate or funny or not, but when I was like 20, my dad caught me with a pack of Camels, and he goes, by the way, you should switch to Marlboros. Those are healthier. And I go, I don't think they're any healthier.
Oh, yeah.
Healthier. They're gluten-free.
Everyone knows that. Greg Allman smoked him. You know what kind of shape he's in.
Don't you
How's
plainly,
he doing, by the way?
He's dead.
Doing
well. Oh, sorry. Don't you plainly remember the ads for cigarettes where 4 out of 5 doctors tell you that Camel has a smoother smoke?
Than, sure.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they even have doctors?
Absolutely.
On the commercials?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And they had those. Remember that in the old day, the doctor... How do I describe this? The doctor's coats would button over here in the side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost futuristically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure there was a reason for that.
I looked that up when you brought it up last time, and I never could find a definitive reason for it.
Ben Casey, button is up on the side.
And the pharmacist would always be, yeah, there'd be doctors that would smoke.
Amazing.
And, of course, the Flintstones, though. That's hard to believe.
Winston tastes good. Like a
right,
cigarette
Fred?
Choice.
Ooh, yep.
Uh-oh. Barney forgot his oxygen tank.
Benny's looking pretty hot today, Barney.
What? My wife.
Do you have a win-back letter as well?
Yes, Drew writes in, good morning, you ignorant Philistines.
Oh, hey, it's us.
You prefer Philistines or Philistines?
Steins,
I think.
Steins.
Okay. Steins. I am a CPA in Ohio. Oh. That means accountants
yes.
per annual.
No, it's cunning professional accountant.
I see. Yeah.
Use your brain.
May 17th is the due date for your tax return and the taxes due.
Then why did my guy make me write the checks
He's
2 days ago?
He's stealing from you. He's ripping you off.
Let me set up this possible scenario. It was the last time for the next 2 months he had your undivided attention and he just went ahead and took advantage of the situation?
I think there is a difference if you have an S-Corp or an LLC or something. I think the businesses are different.
The tax code should be thrown out. It should be a flat tax. End of story. Sorry, accountants.
Oh, I'm with you.
No, I'm with you on that.
Just
I
everyone
totally
pay,
agree.
Pay your
Did
flat
he make
tax
you put Cayman Island in the memo?
No, we're going with Haiti now.
Haiti?
Yeah,
I've heard that. Yeah.
That's where I'm from now.
I submit my taxes from a large ship in the sea.
Dear squad, I was curious. No one said anything to Tom the other day. He was scared when you fell out of bed. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah.
And why did you say you fell out of bed?
The alarm was really loud, and I never sleep to the alarm. I always wake up, but for whatever reason. And I fell out of bed. My ankle's getting swollen.
Man.
Tom said the last time an alarm clock scared him out of bed was when he was 3 years old.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean that.
My question is, what do you have to get up for when you're 3 years old?
No, I said I meant to say the last time I fell out of bed.
I can see you, though, as 3 years old. I better set that alarm for tomorrow. I got to get up early.
Mom, I got stuff to do.
I'm busy day.
Mother, the NASDAQ is down again.
Mom, I'm incredibly busy.
Mom, what is this crap about filing my taxes quarterly? They already take all my money.
Now, what woke me up out of a dead sleep last night was thinking, now, are my state taxes still due today?
Yeah, your state taxes are due today.
I had to pay those the other day. I wrote that check 2 days ago.
This particular state moved it back in May as well.
Right. Okay.
So check your local
state.
Well,
speaking of states, coming up in the news.
Star driver's license. What about that? We still have to get those?
I got that one.
Yep. I got that one. Yeah, you have to get that.
You have to prove you're a citizen. Good luck with that.
By the way, Chick, you're behind on your friendship tax with me.
I'm sorry. How much am I in arrears?
$85.
Three lunches.
I'll take care of that today. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Now, let's see where it was. I know what I was trying to do. The introductions. Huh? Josh Arnold, you may have heard him weighing in. Thank you, Josh.
Always a fat joke with you.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, boy. Yep. Wait. Uh-oh. Play with himself, eat the pizza.
I did not mean that. I am sorry. I did not mean that.
Did you catch anything with that pizza bait yesterday?
Pizza bait. No, they weren't biting.
Aw, darn.
Man, is there any funnier be great scene?
Go ahead.
In used cars, when Kurt Russell is at his lot, and he casts that $10 bill across the street with a rod and reel and starts pulling it in. Hilarious. And the guy sees it and starts following him through. Man, if you haven't seen Used Cars, go watch it.
That is a funny movie.
Okay. Yeah, I think I got the definitive answer here. 2021. First quarter estimates are due today. So if you annually pay estimated taxes, you're paying
today.
Okay, there you go.
Gotcha.
Who thinks this is a concern to Tom and no one else? Just me?
It was not a concern of mine until Tom
mentioned it. Yeah, me too.
Well, what? I had to make
once again. We're supposed to give people a bright outlook for the day.
Opened the show mentioning some crappy movie about some dying old man.
Crappy,
the father. I didn't say he died.
Anthony Hopkins has won already wonderful. A lot of awards.
He won BAFTA.
Giving awards to movies is ridiculous.
Oh, geez.
No, it's not.
Oh, you pretended to be someone better than she pretended to be someone. How about an award? Wait a minute. We have to have your blood type this year because we didn't have enough O positive people win last year.
By the way, remember to listen to the Marconi Award winning Bob and Tom show.
Yeah.
Well, there's a difference between deserving awards.
Fair enough.
Okay, where were
Certainly.
We?
Most importantly, let's not forget that today, April 15th, is my mother's birthday.
Oh.
Can we get her on the phone?
Happy birthday, Cindy. I haven't been able to get her on the phone in the last 2 months.
Well, you know, when you've got one of those 800 numbers, 1-800 touch me twice.
His mom
makes a good living.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't have to make a living because she's rich.
No, chick. She's married to a man named Rich.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Yep, total silence.
I bet she's going to Dubai for her birthday.
What's she going to Dubai? she's going to Dubai some nice stuff.
Do a little shopping.
And, Well, I love you, Mom. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Cindy.
Maybe call your son.
Okay, this just in. We were talking about the old commercials for smoking. Some of them had doctors in them, and those old doctors... Back in the day, their coats would button on the side.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, that was so that if blood spattered, it wouldn't get in their underclothes.
Okay, right down the middle?
Yeah.
All right.
So there's a depressed, so not that, only a reason.
That'd be handy for eating barbecue.
But it's depressing.
Well.
It sure would.
You're on to something here.
But you couldn't wear it because it'd be around your neck and you don't like
it. Let me ask you this. Let's say you're a doctor and you had a big day in the operating theater. And then you have a big barbecue, lots of barbecue for dinner.
Oh, no.
And you don't change. How do you know what's blood and what's barbecue sauce?
Taste.
Yeah, it's probably blood's kind of coppery.
And then, of course, the serious illness you get a couple days later from ingesting the it wasn't a needle stick. I licked it up.
You lick your fingers.
I like to take the instruments after surgery and lick them. It's just
the human mouth is pretty clean.
I think that you'd be able to tell by the taste of barbecue sauce and human blood. You know, you lick one finger on the right hand. That's Sweet Baby Ray's. You go to the left hand, that's just Ray.
Yeah.
Sweet Baby Ray's, Ray.
I'd argue if I could. I want to prove a point here. Josh, yes, they used to have doctors doing commercials for cigarettes. Listen to this.
The Flintstones, brought to you by Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's real.
That was Dr. Fred Flintstone.
If you don't think that the guys on Madison Avenue that did that, if you think they're not in hell, they all just met Bernie Madoff about 12 hours ago.
Bird!
Hey!
Can you imagine? How can we get kids to start smoking? I know. Fred Flintstone.
Unbelievable.
Fuck.
Have you met Jeffrey Epstein? Yeah, you've met Jeffrey Epstein.
You old dog, you.
Speaking of smoking, the guy who did Fred Flintstone's voice, and I put his voice as Fred Flintstone up against any character's voice.
That's great.
Even Warner Brothers. It's an amazing. He was 85 when he passed away. The cause was emphysema.
Ooh. Oh.
So a lot of smoking, I'm guessing.
But at least we got that gravelly voice for...
Yeah, he really had that Barney kicking in.
Did anybody ever go, at Flintstones, you just ripped off the Honeymooners?
Oh, absolutely.
They were criticized?
And yes. Wasn't there a... didn't they have to talk Jackie Gleason out of suing?
I can't imagine Gleason let him
slide. They got him drunk.
I know,
it seems...
I just read that somewhere. My question is, does Aruba Ray ever do commercials for cigarettes?
Hey, it's Aruba Ray!
Hey!
Good to see you, fellas. And Christy.
Yeah.
Hubba hubba.
Oh,
Aruba.
Aruba Ray. We'll hear more from Aruba Ray.
Well, I've got a new cigarette from Poland.
Oh, you do?
That's right.
Tell us more.
They're simply called poles. Christy, have you ever smoked a pole?
Hey!
I got one in my pocket.
Reach around.
I'll see you.
Boy, I did not see that going that direction.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired. Okay.
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville. We always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.